This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
We now continue Dino Curie's report into the Northern Territory's Safe and Inclusive Schools Initiative resources as he speaks with Timber Vinton, the Executive Director of the Sexual Health and Family Planning ACT.
The differences between the previous alliteration and the Northern Territory Safe and Inclusive Schools Initiative resources are not so vast. Tim Baventron, the Executive Director for Sexual Health and Family Planning ACT, shares with us what they are and why they needed to be changed to reflect the needs of the ACT schooling communities.
Well, there's some things that are very similar to, and we delivered the National Safe Schools Coalition program in the ACT as well between 2014 and 2016. The ACT didn't continue under those arrangements from 2016, and we spent 2017 working with a widened stakeholder group to build the Safe and Inclusive Schools Initiative model to reflect both what had really worked for us already in the Safe Schools Coalition and to reflect certain things about the Canberra community that were different from how Safe Schools Coalition operated in different states and territories around the country. So one of the big differences, and it's not really widely known around the country, is ACT laws and regulations around anti-discrimination are actually some of the quietly leading legislation in the country around protected attributes for anti-discrimination. And, you know, I don't think Safe Schools Coalition ever operated on a real one-size-fits-all kind of model. But to the extent that we were delivering a national program, some of those kinds of different factors in each state and territory weren't as easy to bring to the fore, particularly as the program came under more fire and as people really started to focus on just the content of the All of Us teaching program. So here in the ACT, we had a very strong community support for what we were doing in Safe Schools Coalition, and that continues around the initiative. We have a particular legislative environment that affects how schools need to ensure that their communities and their practices aren't discriminatory. And that is a little bit different to what's true in other states and territories. Not radically so, but there are some important differences that we needed to reflect. And we also had that strong coalition of support from community and health organisations that we took into the Safe Schools Coalition and that are supporting the development and implementation of the initiative as well. So while it is a different program, it's under ACT government funding, it's very strong relationship with the Education Directorate, we are still continuing to bring a range of community organisations together with the best of their expertise and experience to make sure that school communities get the support that they need. We're also not assuming that this resource will be around forever, that we have a limited window where we can really build the capacity of schools so that certain things become business as usual and that they don't require outside agencies to assist them to do that. That's like assisting students who maybe want to transition or affirm gender at school. It will be about how anti-homophobic language is challenged within school communities. We believe that schools and school staff are completely capable of addressing these things with some good support in place to get started. Lots of other areas of school life don't require outside agencies to make things happen, and we're hoping that the initiative will actually be a strengthening of school practice in the areas of supporting students, staff and families around gender diversity and sexual diversity. We're really proud of the work that we did before. We wanted to be able to do what we intended from the very outset in Safe School Coalition, which is evolve the program, evolve the support to schools on the basis of the experience of working with schools. So at no point did we think that the national program would become really rigid and static and restricted. And this for us is a return to what we intended to achieve. So the goal is the same. We want schools to be safe, inclusive, welcoming places for everybody. And we particularly know that sexuality and gender expression are the site of a lot of stereotyping, a lot of prejudice and discrimination, and sometimes of bullying and harassment. So those big goals are the same. How we get there necessarily means some things happen a bit differently. So the big differences in the ACT initiative are we don't have a membership model. We'll work with any school community in any system, Catholic, independent or government, on the terms that they want to engage with us. Now, that might mean some schools, and definitely some schools, will want to be very public about their involvement. Others might be connecting with us because they have individual student needs that need to be kept quite confidential and private. So not everybody's going to know necessarily which schools that we engage with. That will depend very much on the circumstances and the issues that a school connects with us on. But we will continue to be open to working in very public and transparent ways with those schools that want to work that way, and very quietly and confidentially with schools that need some quiet input in that kind of model. So that's a big difference, is there's not a requirement to be a member before you can access support. we aren't producing classroom resources like all of us. We will be helping teachers identify appropriate teaching and learning materials for use in their classrooms rather than generating curriculum resources. And otherwise, we are still focused on how you can support school communities on their own individual journeys through this kind of process. And look, that honestly, that feels a lot like what delivering the Safe Schools Coalition program felt like between 2014 and 2016 for us. So we feel like it's a continuation of the work, but with some significant changes and some important changes that mean that local communities feel more involved and have more ownership over how the initiative rolls out.
After a break from creating a more inclusive schooling community, Tim, Sexual Health and Family Planning ACT, and the schooling environment are ready to get back into doing what they do best, creating a safe, inclusive and strong learning environment for all students across the ACT, no matter your gender or sexual identity.
We're really looking forward to getting back on track. We've had a longer hiatus than I think any of us would have hoped off the back of the really aggressive attacks on the Safe Schools Coalition. So we're really pleased to now be able to be really public-facing and explaining what it is that we do. We're really pleased to have brought the parent and citizen peak bodies into the discussion and along with us, and their support is really essential. They do support this initiative, and they generally supported the Safe Schools Coalition as well. And I think the parent community probably felt the least connected with what was happening previously, and so we really wanted to make sure that they were included and on board. This is about rainbow families, it's about PFAG families, and it's also about families who just see that it's important to have a school community where their kid will be looked after regardless of who they are, especially when we don't necessarily know who someone is during our schooling years. When we look back, I think as adults, we can see that there's a lot to learn from people who were same-sex attracted at school. But generally that means talking to adults who later affirm a gay or lesbian or bisexual identity as adults. What's sometimes missing from that picture is the message of people who did experience same-sex attraction but maybe didn't go down a particular identity route in their later years around what schooling felt like for them. So we really want to build a place that's about everybody but that understands that some expressions of gender and some expressions of sexuality have been stigmatised in the past. And that means we've got to pay special attention to the way that school communities welcome and celebrate diversity, make it visible in positive ways, but don't let the whole schooling agenda become dominated by just one aspect of our lives and ourselves. So it's a kind of complex line that we're walking, and we're really pleased to have a really broad coalition of people walking it with us.
That was Dean Arcurie looking at the ACT's Safe and Inclusive Schools Initiative resources with Tim Bevinton, the Executive Director of Sexual Health and Family Planning ACT.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.